I got an early start and went up the Beaver Lake Trail to the far side. And some of you who are familiar with the trail know that the bridge at the far end separates Little Beaver Lake, at least that's what I call it, and it's just a few feet higher than Beaver Lake.
And I guess there are some people who don't believe that actually constitutes a second lake.
Yeah, they were the ones that said I only did four lakes. Anyway, I got there fairly early in the morning, and it was just Zamboni smooth. It was so smooth, I wasn't sure how thick it was, but once I got on it, I found out you could probably drive a car on it. But when I do go up by myself skating there, I do have a couple ice picks. My son made me this. Fits around on a neck lanyard, and it's a wooden holder with a nail, a big nail in the end. So if you did fall in, you'd have these around your neck, and you could use it to pull yourself out. I haven't had to use it yet, but I think it would work.
It seems to be prudent for somebody who does this kind of, what do you call it, adventure skating?
Well, I guess it is, because it was so smooth, I really couldn't tell. And, you know, now and then lakes have a weak spot here and there, and so you have to be kind of careful. But anyway, I skated for 5 minutes or so and went around, and it was really great. So then went up to Heart Lake, and it was spectacular, absolutely. I mean, you couldn't have picked a nicer day. I mean, and it was Zamboni smooth. So that was good. I stayed longer there. I went all the way around the lake a couple times, and then somebody else came up and was skating there, which was kind of nice. So then I continued down the Thimbleberry Heart Lake Trail, and Thimbleberry was very marginal. As you know, it can be very good, but there must have been some wind in there. It was actually some open water, and so it was a pretty short skate. There was just a section along the edge there, and it was kind of iffy, but I got a skate in.
I know that Thimbleberry, because it's been accessible by a trail for many years, now, I've been up there, and I've seen that the wind does come down that pass, and there is often open water on it, and you really only went out on the ice under those circumstances for ceremonial purposes.
That's right,
right,
yeah. I stayed pretty close to shore, and, you know, there's some real shallow spots, so if you did go in there, you'd be up to your knees, maybe, but, yeah, it was definitely affected by the wind. Now, I've had some times up on Thimbleberry that's just been great, and you can go way back in the back, and through those logs and old trees, and really pretty nice. But it's funny how it was so good at Heart Lake, and it was so bad at Thimbleberry, and they're very close to each other.
And the difference is wind, really.
I think it was. The wind was coming right down through there, and it didn't give that water a chance to freeze. And when it did freeze, it was real rough.